It's another Tuesday evening and we are live on Joy 99.7 FM. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Bichim. It's 8 minutes past seven and this evening we are coming to you live from Joy FM Studios. We are live on YouTube and on Facebook at Joy 99.7 FM. Thank you for making time to join us. If you are listening to us from your car, from your home, on radio, if it's online, thank you for making time. The month of April, we have been doing a lot of discussions on artificial intelligence. I think we started the first week talking about a group of Ghanaians who had come up with this application that can be used to translate English language into some of our local languages. And then for the past 2 weeks, we've spoken about using AI tools to enhance your office work, or maybe you're a student, the use of AI tools for that. Interesting enough, just last week we had Meta launch out their AI tool, making it very accessible to us. It was somewhere in September 2023 when they announced that they were going to be bringing the Meta AI. And just last week on Thursday, they made this available. You can access it on either your WhatsApp, your Facebook, or your Instagram. And because of that, we want to show you how you can use Meta AI. It's very close to you. So tonight, I'm going to be having a conversation once again with my guest who has been joining me for the past 2 weeks. Samuel Boateng.
I'm back.
You're back. But just before we get into our conversation, Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN. MTN, everywhere you go. And we would like you to take a listen to what has been happening in the tech space in the past week. We will be right back after that.
Hello and welcome to Emerging Tech Trends on Joy Geek Squad. In today's trends, Meta is making it easier to bring Quest headsets into the classroom. Meta's battle with ChatGPT begins now. Kenya Parliament considers petition to ban TikTok. And finally, Meta is adding real-time AI image generation to WhatsApp. Let's get into the details, shall we? Meta will launch a new hub later this year aimed at helping teachers in school use Quest headsets more effectively. The hub will offer education-specific apps and features as well as tools to manage all Quest headsets in the classroom. Specific features and the name of the product have not been released, but it is designed to enhance students' learning and enable them to apply and practice new skills. Meta AI Assistant is now integrated into Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, and Messenger search boxes and will soon appear directly in the Facebook feed. You can still chat with it in Meta's messaging inboxes or access it through the standalone website, Meta AI. To compete with other chatbots effectively, Meta has also released Llama 3, an updated open source model that outperforms competitors on important benchmarks and tasks such as coding. Kenya's parliament may ban TikTok due to accusations that it promotes violent sexual content, hate speech, and offensive behavior that threatens the country's cultural and religious values. However, the government's technology cabinet secretary suggested regulating the platform instead of prohibiting it in a committee hearing on April 16. And finally, Meta AI is introducing real-time AI image generation in beta for US WhatsApp users. As you type a text-to-image prompt in a chat with Meta AI, the image will dynamically update with each additional detail you provide. For instance, you could type, "Imagine a soccer game on Mars," and the generated image will morph from a single player to an entire soccer field set against a Martian landscape. That's it for this week's episode of Emerging Tech Trends on Joy Geek Squad. Do join us same time next week.
The other day, I visited Kweku at his spunky new office to congratulate him on opening his business. And man, was I impressed. The business is just moving quick. The sales, customers, everything is just working seamlessly. The secret? He said,
"It's MTN Business Broadband. In this fast-paced environment, we need fast and reliable internet to support all business types. No laggy online meetings, great download and upload speeds, impeccable business management systems, all inclusive. I mean, you can have it all."
Sharp! I signed on immediately.
To enable your business stay ahead and stay connected, make sure you're signed on to the best internet made just for businesses. MTN Business Broadband. Sign up today.
Welcome back. Thank you for sticking with us. This is Geek Squad with your girl, Adobia Brichum. And tonight we're having a conversation on Meta AI, how to use it. We have it very close to us. And it's just interesting that this month of April, we are just been talking about the use of AI tools, how we can just use them for our office work, how easy it is to use some of them. And now we have one very close to us. As I indicated earlier, I have with me Samuel Boateng, yes, the content creator for Interesting Digital Trends. Samuel, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back again.
I'm back again. I'm not leaving anytime soon.
Yeah. As I mentioned, what we have seen so far is that artificial intelligence, AI tools, it's something that has come to help us. And we've shared quite a number of things from our discussions last 2 weeks and then last week. Mm-hmm. And the fact that there are different tools depending on what you want to do. You spoke about ChatGPT. You spoke about Midjourney for image generation. And now, just last week, we have Meta AI close to us now on our WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, and we want to have the conversation on it. So the first thing is, for someone who doesn't even know anything about it at all, what is it? And just for you listening to us, you can just be interacting with us on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997, 055-1111-997. When did you even see the Meta AI showing on your WhatsApp? What was it like for you? Let us hear from you, your thoughts on that. So Samuel, what is it at all, Meta AI, if someone is just listening to us and is wondering, what is this that tonight Geek Squad is talking about?
Meta AI, it's ChatGPT competitor. Let me just say it that way.
Seriously, it
is? Yes, yes, yes. Very big competitor. And it's right there on the phone. Can be accessed through many platforms. Any platform that has the Meta service, that is Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, you can get access to it from the platform without even you noticing. It's already there with you.
It's already there.
Yes. And it's formed from an AI we call Llama. So this is the third version, Llama 3. They already released a version before, but this one, they're making it very accessible for everyone who has their services to be able to easily chat with the app, the AI itself.
And it's free?
Yeah, absolutely free.
Once you're on WhatsApp,
you can chat with it in your group, directly, wherever you are. And it's amazing what they can do.
It's amazing what they can do. So the whole idea is to have this chatbot easily accessible. It's free. And like you said from the start, it's a competitor to
ChatGPT.
So you said it's amazing the things they can do. What are some of the things that we can use Meta AI to do?
Okay, so it can do, I don't want to say ChatGPT again, but let me just say, it can do everything that ChatGPT does, plus image generation. So the ChatGPT has a free version, that's the 3.5. Yes, so it also has a better feature, that which is image generation, and then it has access to the internet. Yes, that's what makes it different from the ChatGPT. So in addition, it has summarizing, rewriting, rephrasing, can have open questions, closed questions, reasoning, brainstorming, anything that you want to have a conversation with someone with high intelligence. Yeah, so let's take it away. So if you want to have a conversation with anyone who has high intelligence in any field and you need assistance, you can talk to that AI.
So like you said, it's more or less like adding a number of things to what we already know ChatGPT does. Yeah. But basically going to be functioning in that same way.
Yeah, and even more.
And even more, that's the whole thing. So when we talk about Meta AI, is it something that anybody at all can have access to, so far as you have access to any of the Meta services?
Yes.
Is it for everyone also, or there are specific people that it may be intimidating for them to use?
It's for everyone. If you don't embrace it, I'll come to your house. Because it's already on your phone. Immediately, you have access to WhatsApp. You have access to the AI.
Yeah, and I think it's a good, yeah.
It's in your face. Like, you can't run away from the thing.
Yeah.
Especially what Facebook is trying to do is, they're trying to push it on people.
than pushing it down our throats.
Yes, you there's nothing you can do about it. If you don't embrace it now and learn how to use it, it will go against you.
By all means, it will go against us if we don't learn how to use it. So it's very close to us. For someone who probably has not yet seen it, what are the steps that they can just take to see and start using it?
If you're like me and you use two WhatsApps, like WhatsApp Business and WhatsApp, the main WhatsApp, you probably have not seen it yet because you feel like mainly I chat mainly on the WhatsApp Business and the other one is for groups and stuff. But if you don't update it, you will not see it.
The latest
version. It is not on the Business. I've not seen it on the Business account, but I've seen it on the main WhatsApp account. So the first thing you have to do is supposed to update your WhatsApp or your Instagram or your Facebook, because it comes with the recent update. Then you see pop in the search area at the top of the chat.
Okay, so once you have the update done, it shows at the top, and then also sometimes even in the groups, in the group chats, you have that option where, like the way I may do at Samuel, I can just do at Meta AI and then I can have a conversation, start chatting because it's a chatbot.
Yes.
You mentioned something.
Let's not call it a chatbot.
You shouldn't call it a chatbot.
Let's call it an AI. I think language-based AI, blah, blah, blah. It's for communication. It's not a chatbot is a bit different. Like when you say a chatbot, it's like something has been preloaded with some certain information. It has a limit, so when you access something, it responds. But an AI is beyond a chatbot.
But anyway, it has that functionality too in a way, because you can chat with it and it can also get back to you. All right, that's fine. So you mentioned some of the amazing things that it can do. You spoke about the brainstorming. You spoke about open-ended questions, the close-ended. Can we talk about them like one after the other, going through it, and how people can use this on their devices? Yes, I think we can start with the brainstorming, how it can be accessed and how it can be used.
Okay, so let's take for instance, you have an idea and you want to first, let's look at how we can access to it.
Yes,
so let's go to, you have a WhatsApp with you right now. You can, if you've updated, you can just go to the top of your WhatsApp. I'm going to do it together with you guys. So
yes, let's today it will be a very practical session. If you are just joining us, we are having a conversation on Meta AI. This is on our WhatsApp now. In fact, all the Meta services, WhatsApp, Facebook, and then Instagram, and Messenger as well. And we want to have a conversation on how to use it. We can't avoid it. It's right there. And as Samuel said, I'm having a conversation with Samuel Boateng, the tech content creator for interesting digital trends. Yeah. And as he has said, we need to embrace it. If we don't do it, it will go against us. So now we want to go through the practical steps of how to use some of the features that is available. So if you have your WhatsApp version up to date, then you can follow us through doing. Yeah.
So I'm going to explain like I'm explaining to my mom.
Okay.
Very
That sounds very
easy.
Good. Yeah.
So you see that blue thing at the top there? The first thing you do is you go to your chat, then you scroll to the very top, you see Ask Meta AI or Search. So the very area that it was used for searching for your chats, you can use it for asking your question. That's the first time I want to chat to with AI, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So you tap there and you ask your question. You can ask something like, what is AI? And then immediately, instead of it searching through your chat, the first thing at the top is Ask Meta AI.
Okay, so whatever we are doing right now, we are doing it on WhatsApp. Yes. So WhatsApp chat.
Yeah, WhatsApp. Okay. You can also try, if your WhatsApp is not up to date and you've seen it on Instagram, you can also do the same thing. Instead of searching, you tap your question there. Your same thing for Facebook. But I'm currently on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
So at the top, I just tap my question, what is AI? And I immediately see Ask Meta AI giving me what is AI lab, what is AI explanation, what is AI?
Yeah.
So I tap one of them. And then I will realize that it opens a whole new, like a chat, like what I have when I have a new contact.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yes.
It begins to answer the question. And then I can have a whole list of conversations I can have with it. So that's the first thing you're supposed to do.
Okay. And then now, this chat that you just mentioned is mainly directly with Meta AI. So you see that at the top.
Only the name will be Meta AI. Yeah. It's like your friend is not Meta AI.
Yes.
Yes. So if you go back, you realize that now it's in your chat list. So Meta AI is now your contact. You are talking to Mark Zuckerberg.
Please.
So anytime you have any question or anything that you want to, maybe it has image generation, so you want to generate an image, you can go there. So I'm going back in again, and then we're going to take it one by one. So the first thing we want to do is brainstorming.
Yes, brainstorming.
Okay. Let's start with advice. Okay. And then we add the brainstorming. Okay. I want an advice on how to take a medication. The AIs are limited in terms of knowledge. Let me put that out there first.
Yeah.
But sometimes you might need someone to help you. It's better than nothing. Because it's a bit ahead of asking your son what to do when you're a bit confused.
Yeah.
So you can go ahead and just type something like, how do I take my medicine without water? Good. You just press enter. And then it give you a couple of... Mine is saying you can use fruit juice or soda, honey or syrup, milk or cream. And it's so fast. Immediately, yeah. It has given me like more than 9 answers right now. Milk, honey or syrup. And it explains how you can even take the steps in doing that. Yeah, so you can easily have ideas and questions in your mind that can be answered through this particular platform. Yes. And quickly, you get your answers. That is for the advice. You can go further. Okay, so... Let's see which of these options you're still having a conversation. Which of these options I'm typing, which of these options can I use without spending much?
So this is a continuous conversation. Yes. Based on what happened earlier.
You can talk with it like a full human being.
Yeah.
And it will follow the same information. So now it's giving me direct answers. It tells me I can use yogurt or applesauce, milk or cream, the crash or break option. Yes. So out of the 9 options, you are broken down to 4. So that's how it works. That's why I think you were calling the chat bot earlier on.
Yeah.
You can have a conversation with it continuously. So maybe you narrow it down to the information that you actually need.
Yeah.
Or any other information that you want to learn. Yes. Okay. So that is it for that advice. You can try other things. Anything that you are there, you are confused about. Okay, I want to start a business. I'm only having 5,000 Ghana cedis and I want to start a business in another location outside, blah, blah, blah. You just type it. It will, like a business partner, it can help you with any information that you need. It will list it down. Okay, what about in a certain environment like in Africa? Okay, it also try to narrow the information down to Africa. Then you keep going. Like I have a conversation.
Is this like your virtual friend?
Yes.
Who is
very, very knowledgeable.
More intelligent.
Knowledgeable than anyone in your house.
Exactly. So you want to have this conversation.
Good.
And then know some more details. All right.
Good. So that is the aspect of the advice. So similar to the brainstorming. Okay. So the brainstorming, you want to start a business. You do, as a typical example, I want to start a business in my neighborhood. What can I do? A simple question like that. Let's try it. I want to start...
The things that you would be brainstorming.
Yes. Anything that comes to mind that you feel
about.
Like... Yeah, instead of Googling and getting all confused, trying to dig, you're not getting anything. You just ask it. It can... This one, as I said, this particular AI has access to the internet.
Yeah.
Unlike the ChatGPT, which is limited to the database it has. This one can actually go online.
Yes.
And search for information. So I want to start a business. I just type that alone and say congratulations. It even congratulates me on your decision to start a business. That's an exciting step. Here are some of the questions you should consider. So it didn't go and start selling tomatoes. No, no, no. It's trying to break it down like you are sitting with, a consultant.
Yes.
Trying to break it down. From there, you can actually generate a whole lot of information.
And this is exciting. I mean, we have it on our fingertips now.
It's crazy. It's very crazy. So it can help you to digest all these kind of information. Anything like you may not even have thought of, like it will skip you during the process of your business. So you can even ask it... if you want to go more technical,
yeah.
Let's see, what is SWOT analysis? Analysis. Something that relates more to business, deeper. It will break it down for you. And you can now fix the two together. Okay, now you understand what SWOT analysis is. How does it relate to the business I want to set up? Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so on. So the more you go, the more it can give you more information. So it's like, it helps you to, instead of your ideas being scattered all over the place, bring them together. That's the aspect of the brainstorming. Yeah. So that's it for, yeah. You can always go and come back. The chat is there, like a normal conversation. Come back and continue whatever you have gotten to. So instead of sitting at a trotter and just wasting time playing games and all that, you can have a whole brainstorming session with an AI inside a trotter in Kanishi traffic.
Seriously?
Yes.
In Kanishi traffic. We're having a conversation on Meta AI, which is accessible to us now on WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, and then Messenger. We would like to hear from you. We are going through practical steps, how to access it, and then how to use it, depending on what we are discussing at the moment. We'd like to hear from you. Send us your feedback. If you've gone through the steps, what we initially spoke about, first assessing it from the very top when you open your WhatsApp and then you see your chat at the very top where you have the search, you should see the blue circle, which is also the sign for Meta AI. And then the option to take an advice. What we decided to do here was to take an advice on how to take a particular medicine without water. Anything at all you want, you can just search and then give us your feedback. And if you have any questions too, just feel free, you can reach us on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. So somewhere we've spoken about the brainstorming, and like you said, it's like paying a consultant to ask some of these questions, give you ideas that you can think on. Some of the responses, I'm sure you can even still go back and then
continue the conversation. This is where people start losing their jobs.
Please, we don't want to.
Because, let's say you are a small startup or a small company, you need advice from someone who can consult, and you don't have time, you don't have the money, so you can quickly just open your AI on your WhatsApp. Can you imagine how technology has grown?
I think that the beauty is the fact that we have it very close to us now.
So now you're going to send an email where the person is going to be like, oh, have a meeting with me, schedule a meeting, talk to my secretary, see you next week, and you have to now join the call. No, right there, the answers are just given to you there and then. You can decide to whatever you want to do with it. Just move on.
Just have access to it.
Fast.
Okay, we're talking about the brainstorming. What other thing can we look at again that people can have access to and it can be beneficial to them looking at the Meta AI?
Okay. So,
all right, we have, just before we get to that, we have a message from Daniel Islego and said, I just tried it and it worked perfectly. Thank you so much for letting us know, Daniel. You also have another message. Greetings, please. I just upgraded my WhatsApp app but can't access the Meta AI on my iPhone X.
Okay. So, let me... I also had the same issue at first. You...
Are you using an iPhone X?
No. Oh, my God. I'm using an iPhone 11, but it was a similar issue. So, when I updated at first, so it didn't pop up immediately. I had to wait for a while, then check back again on the App Store to see. And you must make sure it's the normal WhatsApp, not the WhatsApp Business, to see if there was a second update. Then I checked, there was another update that I had to do. Yeah. So the first time I updated it, the very day I updated it, I didn't see. So I just went to Instagram and did a testing. Then later on, I came back and checked again, not knowing I had a second update to do. So wait for a while and check again. Maybe you might see another.
Okay, just wait for a while and then check again. The thing is that it must run on the latest software update. And one of the things I also read was that sometimes it's rolled out depending on the devices. Some of them are rolled out, and then from time to time, others also get the option to have theirs updated. So you just have to keep trying, but you should have access to it. Hi, my name is Elizabeth. I'm really glad you're teaching on this. I saw it, but kept ignoring. I can use it now. Gracias. Yes, Elizabeth, you can use it now. Please embrace AI. I think that has been our conversation so
hug
far.
It
Please, when you send your message, kindly add your name and where you are sending us a message from. This is also another one. Hello, Geek Squad. I just checked the WhatsApp on my Android phone, and my Android phone has it, but the one on the iPhone doesn't. I tried updating it, but it took me back to the old one. How do I update it on the iPhone? I think we've spoken about this.
Okay. So I want to hit on it again. So that's
I've
seen the questions being consistent. All you have to do is to go to your App Store, find your WhatsApp app directly, and just update it. It's like your normal regular update for your WhatsApp, not the iOS. You're updating the WhatsApp itself. Yeah, that's as simple as that.
Okay, you have to update the WhatsApp itself. So good evening, another message. I'm Frank Intema. I just updated mine and it's working very well. Thank you for letting us know that, Frank. We are having a conversation on Meta AI accessible on WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram. Another message has come in. My name is Kelvin in Tema Community 22. Please, I just updated my WhatsApp, but couldn't find the Meta AI on my iPhone XR.
Make sure you're not using WhatsApp Business, because I don't think it's on WhatsApp Business.
So two main things for us to check. That is not WhatsApp Business. And then the other thing is that your WhatsApp must be updated. But even if not, just try and be checking if there's any new update that comes. Yes. And then you can see that. We also have another message from Samuel Majite, Airport City. He said, please, I've tried it and it works perfectly. Thank you for letting us know, Samuel. I'm really enjoying how our listeners are embracing what they have on their phones now, the Meta AI, and the feedback that they're also giving. I'll take the last message and then we'll get back into our conversation. I'm already making use of it for my logo designs, depending on the description given to it. How simple life has become, Elliot Insawim. That is so true. And I think it would just be good for us to just touch on that. It would have come in later, but because he has said that, for someone listening and wondering how they can do a logo design with it, we can just touch on that for them.
Okay. All right. So before we actually move on, let me also mention this. Those who do not have access to it now and still want to test it, they have a web version. So you can go to the website directly, Meta AI. Just Google it, Meta AI.
Meta.ai.
You can go there and just have access to it. And the platform, you can do all we are doing exactly there. And if you still do not want that, you can try it on your Instagram or your Facebook, as long as you've updated it.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, you should have access to it there. If not, the web version is also there.
Yes.
Meta.ai, you should have access to it and have a chat with it. So let us.
Okay. So now let's move on to the classification aspect. So for instance, someone sends an email and you want to check if the email is a spam. You can quickly copy it and place it in the chat and ask it, hello, is this a spam?
Or not. Those who don't want to be learning the cybersecurity things.
Yeah.
They can be using
it. It can quickly help you to diagnose if it's you're close to getting spammed or it's real. Like you just want some cash. It is not true, please. Okay. So you can also do image classification, test classification. That's, for example, if something is about sports or not, if it's about journalism, anything you put there, you can tell it, okay, what is this about? What is the topic? You can be able to distinguish this information. That's the power of the classification. Yes. Maybe it can even help you to detect languages or something like that. Is this French? Those kind of things. Yes. So the image classification, I'm talking too fast. The image classification is an aspect that helps you to be able to determine if this image is a cat, a dog, or a mouse. Yes. So I'm sure for now on the WhatsApp directly, you cannot upload an image. I think the update will come very soon.
Yeah.
It's a part of the Llama 3. So the Metaverse AI is from Llama. It's an open source AI company, a project, yeah. So if you want to know what an open source is, it's a program or project where the code is public for people to utilize
and update and,
Yeah, so the next one is classification. Yeah. So since we've dealt with the classification, I think we can move on to the next.
Yeah. Closed question answering.
Yes. So
we have another message. Okay. Please be adding your name and where you're sending us the message from when you do. This one says, oh, wow, it works now. Thanks, guys. Okay, she sent it earlier that her iPhone was giving her an issue and she couldn't see, but now she sent another message, he or she, that is working. Hello, GeekSquad. I'm very excited. I'm a 63-year-old and I got it right. I noticed it last week and tapped on it. It suggested some topics. I chose one and we had a long chat. Today, I've learned that I can ask my own questions and it will answer them. Thanks a lot, Nana Osu. Thank you so much for letting us know this, Nana. All right, and we have another message. Good evening. I just got in. I didn't get it. Esinam. Okay, we'll touch on what we have discussed so far so that you know what we're talking about. There's another question. The answer the Meta AI generated, how authentic and reliable is it?
Okay.
Sure, definitely people will have these questions.
Yeah, we're supposed to...
One last one before we get back into our conversation. This is from Benjamin at Nungwa. He's asking, please, is the access free. This one we spoke about it last week.
Yes.
Okay.
It's absolutely free.
It is free. Yes. All right. So let's talk about the two questions. You've answered the access already. That one is settled. And then the other question that was also asked. We have another message just before we get into the question about how authentic the responses are. It says, I'm already using Meta AI to help write a book for computing, a book on computing, okay? It's dope. I compare responses with ChatGPT, Gemini, and Copilot. This is Miracle from Obuasi. You are really embracing the AI tools and it's really helping you do your work. Okay, there is just one from Cindy in Spintex. The Meta AI is very helpful. I helped solve math past questions that made it easy for me to write my exams yesterday. I think this is just the benefits and the countless.
Your lecture will find you.
The countless things that we can use it for, but we want to get into some of the ways that people can use it, and then we'll get back to our messages. We want to get back to it. So the question that was asked by one person, how reliable and authentic are the responses?
Yes, so there's been a lot of tests on the Llama AI. So this is the Llama AI version 3. There are going to be other versions that are going to be higher and growing and becoming better. For now, it's been giving, we have something called benchmarking. It's like we try to test it and how far it can go. Let me generalize it. Overall, we can give it like 85% being authentic. The only challenge it has is maybe when it gets technical, mathematics and deep knowledge and all those things, most of the answers that it gives you are actually correct. Yeah, just that when it gets
1 + 1 = 2.
I mean, come on. When it gets to,
so there's something like,
the question that you are going to ask, especially with us, the normal users, are not going to be that deep for it to falter or make a mistake. Yes, unless maybe you're doing surgery and you want to ask Meta, we beg you, please don't cut someone's stomach and go and ask Meta. That is not helping. But if you have an emergency or something like that and you want information that you would have to Google, you could ask it that question. I wanted to bring it up later, but let me just say now, you have an accident, someone is dying, and you have your phone with you. You can quickly search, there's an emergency, someone is cut by the hand, what can I do? Something like that.
Okay.
So maybe you've not thought of it, but this is one of the applications.
All right. So someone's message was, they just joined and didn't really know what was happening. We are having a conversation on Meta AI, which is available on WhatsApp, Facebook, and then Instagram. And as we indicated, we're taking us through the practical steps to access the Meta AI. So maybe let's just touch on it a bit, so that for someone who just joined us, at least they can also see and give their feedback on the WhatsApp number 0551111997. Yeah, so can we just touch on how they can access it? It's for WhatsApp, not WhatsApp Business, just the normal WhatsApp for now.
So Mark Zuckerberg decided that he's angry with ChatGPT, he's going to fight them. He woke up one day and launched Llama 3, which is in the app, you will see it as Meta AI on the very top of your WhatsApp or in the search area of your, Instagram or Facebook. Wherever there's a search button on any of the Facebook
Meta services,
you will see the Meta AI at the very top. And to start a conversation with it, you can either have a conversation within the group, that's when you add it, or you can go to your search and just start whatever question you want to have. You just write it, maybe how many letters are in alphabet, something like that. And then the Meta AI will come. There's a circle that will appear in the search. Instead of you seeing contacts or your chats, that thing will come at the top. Then you tap it.
That would be the virtual friend that you are now chatting with.
Exactly. Then from there, you have a contact. You can always go back and chat. All your messages are kept within it.
Yeah.
And you can refer to information you've already mentioned before, and it will continue to grow that way.
Definitely. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Breachum, and we have been having a conversation on how to use Meta AI, which is now available to us on our WhatsApp, Facebook, and Instagram. I've had with me in the studio Samuel Boateng, the content creator for Interesting Digital Trends. And so far, we have shared how you can access Meta on WhatsApp. We've taken you through the process and some of the things that can be used, or some of the things that you can get by using the Meta AI brainstorming. We have spoken about that and how to also ask some questions that you would want, and you can continue the chat with it. Did you know that MTN Momo now has an app? Yes. MTN Momo has a brand new app specially designed to make your Momo experience easier, convenient, and faster. Just download the Momo app on Play Store or App Store on your smartphone and look out for the blue and yellow icon. It's that simple. Momo app allows you to view statements, pay bills, and do so much more. Use the app for your Momo transactions and enjoy a 100% bonus when you recharge using the Momo app. So go on, download the Momo app now and start transacting with a flex at no data cost. Just Momo it everywhere you go. Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN. MTN everywhere you go. We'll continue our conversation right after this. Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Brichum. Tonight we've been having a conversation with Samuel Boateng, the content creator for Interesting Digital Trends, and we've been talking about Meta AI. This is somewhat like chatbot, but not a chatbot. You can chat with it on WhatsApp, Instagram, and on Facebook, all the Meta services, and Messenger as well. And the past few weeks, we've been talking about how to use AI tools to enhance our office work, and even as a student, how you can use it. Now, it's very close to you. Mm-hmm. Some of the questions, all you have to do is just get on WhatsApp, exactly. And you can ask your questions. I see that there's some messages. You can send us your message, or you can send us your question on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. We have a message from Bismarck Dakwa from Edukum. It says, hi, I have got it. It's wonderful. Thank you. We ask that people actually go through the practical steps that we have taken you through and see if you have access to the Meta AI. So thank you for sharing that with us. We have another message from Hayford from Tay Kwame. He says some of the responses from the Meta AI is not entirely authentic.
Well, let's start an argument with him. Prove us wrong. Show us something that we don't know.
All right, we also have another message. And this... okay, this is from Leonard. Okay, so I think, all right, we have one from Nisaki Choco. Okay, says, hi, Adobia and Sammy. After updating the normal WhatsApp, I still can't get it to, I think you just have to give it some time.
Yeah.
Try. But like you said, you can have access to it. You can check your Facebook, you can check Instagram. Or you can even check it just on the web, meta.ai. You can have access to it and give it some time. Just try and be updating it. You should see it. We have another message. It says, initially when I saw it on my search button, I thought my phone had been hacked. Oh no. But I think that was one thing too. Well, yes. The announcement was made, so if you didn't hear about it, then you may think something is happening. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sam. Already cooking some pancake with a simple recipe. Oh, good to know. She's using the steps by asking. Please. Meta.
I have to find where you are. I need some of the pancake.
Definitely. Okay. And this is also another message from Kwame. He says, I noticed the Meta AI over the weekend. I started using it to generate varied ideas, and it's been amazing. Kwame Z, La Paz, Accra. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. So we are still continuing our conversation on some of the things that we can use the Meta AI for. We've spoken about giving advice, any advice at all. You can just put it there. We've spoken about the classification, spoken about brainstorming. So now we can look at the questions.
Let me quickly give you this one. You can actually access any random question. I'm skipping.
Yeah.
I want us to talk about this because it's fun. Let's look at someone who likes football. They say, when is the next match for Manchester United? He just asks it and he gives it an answer.
That one, we were trying it. In fact, our family group.
Yes.
Just putting random questions and trying it out.
If you have an argument in a WhatsApp group and you want the real answer, because he has access to the internet, he can just browse the internet and give you a summary of information. So who is the best player in the world? Let's see what the AI will say. Is it Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo? Let's start the fight in the group. Okay.
There was one question like, is Arsenal going to win the match today?
it can't predict the future.
Responses that it came with.
Really?
Yeah, we're just having fun with it.
Okay.
But yeah, the option to also ask random questions are there, as you said.
Yeah. So, okay, let's go back to what we had in mind.
Yeah.
So it does close questions. So close questions is when you are able to give it information, ask some questions from that particular information. Let's say you have, let me just do this one. Your girlfriend sends you a long message, annoying message. She's complaining, or your boyfriend is complaining about something. You know how sometimes people get angry.
That was the best example you could get.
They write like a whole passage and you want to get the right information from it.
Yeah.
Yes, you just copy the whole thing and just paste it there and ask it, where is my girlfriend? So in order to complain, you can just look through all the information and just give you an answer from whatever you summarize. So your teacher also gives you a paragraph to read, or a poem to read, or something like that. Anything that has a long passage that you want to get information from it, article, anything like that, you can just run through it, and the questions that you need to draw out of it can be answered as quickly as possible.
I think that's the beauty of using the Meta AI.
Yes.
Because it's not limiting compared to the other tools. If I'm using Grammarly, it's mainly for a particular thing. If I'm using ChatGPT, it's mainly for a particular thing. But it looks like Meta AI has just picked different things and made it all available in one, so like a one-stop shop. When you come there, you can do almost anything, compose your email, ask it to summarize some points out for you and all that. Mm-hmm. So it's really a good thing. And we all have to embrace it.
Exactly.
Everyone has to embrace it.
Another aspect is, I'll go back to the open questions.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, okay, I'm stuck somewhere in the middle of the desert. My car just broke down and I don't know what to do. What do I do? I can just go to, if you have access in the desert, I don't know which internet you're using, but you can just go to the AI and just ask it, my car just broke down, what are the steps I'm supposed to take? And it'll give you a whole list.
Yeah.
I asked that question, said, get away from the car, vehicle, check if there's smoke, blah, 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 turn your headlight, make sure you find a secure place to stand and call for help. Then I realized that, no, I want to fix the car myself. So I went further and asked it, what can I do physically to fix the problem? They said, check the battery, check this, check that. So you can actually be a mechanic with your AI. Congratulations to all the females out there who can change their tires.
You can just use that.
It will help.
I remember
you to
that ad when the ladies got down with that big manual, how to change your
tire. Yeah.
Now you can have access to it.
Step by step process.
Just by going through your WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the next thing that we can talk about then?
Okay. You can also do coding.
Yeah.
Yes, my tech
my
guys.
People.
And the people who are now started to learn the programming and all those kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it for coding. So, for instance, let's do a quick one. You can go and write CSS. Even if you don't know what it's about, just type it. Write a code for a typical homepage.
And the beauty of this is, as a parent, you have access to it.
Exactly.
Like you just said, you're talking about CSS and you're saying, even if you don't know it, maybe your kids are going to school and this is something that they've even started and they are doing. You now have access to just
I was going to jump on that.
So, right? Yeah.
Let's look at this. You go for a job. You tell them the job. Nowadays, what they do is you have one job asking for a programmer, a cleaner, a designer, a videographer, all in one person. You want to clean. So you tell them lies sometimes.
Yeah.
You get to the job and they ask you to program. You can't do anything about it. You just go to the AI, ask this question, something like, write a CSS code for a typical homepage.
Yeah.
You press enter and write it within seconds.
Within seconds, everything is
listed. Something you can't even understand. It's fully loaded. And the funny thing is, when you are done asking this question, it loads everything for you. I can see some scribbling things, margin, list, style, and all those things. I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do next? I ask it, how can I apply this?
Yeah.
Or how do I test? It will give you the step. How can I apply this? Or test this out? Immediately I type that, start giving me the whole solution. And what surprises me is how fast. It's as if it knows I'm going to ask that question. So to apply or test a CSS code, you need to create an HTML link, blah, 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 gives you the step, and guides you on how to quickly do that to the very end. So this is where it gets a bit someone said it's not fully authentic. This is where it gets a bit challenging, because sometimes when the tasks get complicated, the AI models is growing, so it might be challenged a bit. So you that's why you have to test it out. You can't go and give the code straight to your boss. You have to test it out, see if it works. Then you know that, okay, it works. If it doesn't work, you can come back and ask, okay, this is the error that I'm getting, blah, blah, blah. And I've seen people do that test over and over, and they corrected the errors and continuously, yeah. So for programming, you can use this to start learning.
The way the chat has been so far and how we've gotten a lot of feedback, looks like we may have to do a part two of it, but we will decide if that would come off or not. This is Geek Squad, your girl Adobia Bridging. We'd like to share with you some quick tech fixes, and right after that we'll be looking at continuing.
Hello there, my name is Michelle Ajakum, and as usual I bring you some tech quick fixes and tips right here on Geek Squad. Today, let's talk about how to avoid getting banned on WhatsApp. Of course, you can be banned. You didn't know that? Well, now you do. Now, WhatsApp has become one of the most widely used digital communication platforms worldwide. However, Meta has recently increased its effort to ban accounts that violate its community guidelines. To avoid getting banned, here are some steps you can take. 1. Introduce yourself when chatting with someone for the first time, or your message will be considered as spam. 2. Don't create multiple WhatsApp accounts on the same device. 3. Don't engage in abusive behavior towards other users. 4. Avoid forwarding messages that contain false information. Always verify the content before sharing. If you have been banned by mistake or due to technical issues, you can contact the WhatsApp support team for assistance. Search for WhatsApp support team online. And there you have it. So make sure to keep your WhatsApp from being banned.
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Bridging. We've been having a conversation on how to use Facebook's Meta AI, not only Facebook, WhatsApp, and then Instagram. And I've been having a conversation with Samuel Boateng, the content creator for Interesting Digital Trends. And so far, we have spoken about how you can use it for brainstorming. You can have the option to also use it to ask questions, and then the option to do classification. Just before we went on the break, we spoke about the fact that you can use it for coding. You can just put in the information. Once you get it, you even have the option to let it correct errors when you try to apply it. So this is having a virtual friend who can help you. A virtual friend who is highly intelligent, more than anybody around you, like Samuel said, to ask questions that you want. I'll just take some two messages and then we'll look at wrapping up. Definitely, we'll have to continue with this conversation, God willing, next week. This is a message from Hayford Battle. He said, good evening, Adobia. Thanks for your education. Please, do you always have to update WhatsApp before getting Meta AI? No, once you have it once, all you do is just to have access to it by chatting with it one-on-one, Meta AI.
If when you've not updated, then you need to update.
Yes.
If be you on have, the latest version of WhatsApp.
Yes, if you have access to it, then you are good to go. That's all that matters. All right, so somewhere we'll have to look at wrapping up.
Let me give her some shout outs.
Yes, okay.
I want to shout out to some of my guys. I have like Nidono. I don't know how to mention this name. Shout out to Nidono and DNA Sama and Pastor D. That's all. Just three guys.
Okay, before we wrap up, there's something I just want to read out. This is from Philemon Teshi. He says, I noticed the Meta AI some days ago. It's very helpful. It actually gives you the source of the information it provides. I just asked of recipe for jollof rice, and guess what?
Nigerian
jollof. Really?
Tell it you want Ghana jollof.
This is interesting. It looks like Nigerian jollof. They've made a lot
of
noise.
They are more on the net.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so. They've made a lot of noise. All right. So wrapping up for this show, and then we'll be looking at next week, God willing, to continue, because we didn't talk about a number of things. The image generation, someone spoke about the logo.
Yes.
Join us again next week. Definitely
we'll do more particles.
Yes, talking about that. So final words.
Yeah, so let's us all embrace the AI, as we said. Yeah, it's on your phone now. Try it out, play with it. It's not limited, so you can do as much as you want.
Okay, we have access to it. God willing, next week we'll be continuing the conversation. Thank you so much, Samuel Boateng.
Thank you for having me.
And then for my producers, thank you. Thank you for also making time to join us. Up next is news. Stay tuned.